So what's up, y'all? You know, it's 2 in the morning around here. I'm just Mr. HSK the boss. You know, I'm a night owl, so I really can't sleep, you know what I mean? So, you know, I like comedy and comedians, you know? So, I think that's what's about to go down, you know what I'm saying? So, I know y'all hear that music in the background. So y'all just sit back and chill. Get ready to show all your teeth. You know what I'm saying? Cause we finna laugh in this bitch. Anyway, I'ma go and get off here. And y'all just enjoy it, man. Matter of fact, you should go, you're sweet, you know what I'm saying? But I know I'm about to smoke me one, you hear me? Catch me a flight, you know what I'm saying? If y'all fuck with me, y'all know what that mean. If not, then I explain it one day. In first class too. Bubblegum Airlines. Yes. Anyway, rest all your teeth, man.
Church. God don't live in church. They say the body is the temple. I'm walking in church right now. Soon as you go to church, there's somebody trying to stick a dick in you and they need some money. Every war in humanity's history has been over some kind of motherfucking religion. You know what I mean? I don't get caught up in that bullshit because I don't think God ever wrote a Bible or a Quran. He didn't have to write no shit. He ain't no playwright. It's written in your essence.
Facts.
Because the Bible was written by men. The book of Peter, the book of John, the whole book about Jesus, but that nigga ain't wrote one book.
Right.
The motherfucker that is about didn't write shit. All the hangouts wrote a book. Shit, I know the nigga. And you notice in each one of them book, they the closest one to Jesus. Peter, like, shit, me and Jesus was tight, nigga. In John's book, shit, I was damn near the nigga daddy, you know. God didn't write no book. It's written in your essence. Nobody ever had to tell you it's wrong to kill your mama. Somehow you born innately knowing that. Which means you born knowing right and wrong. So put the book down, because it will fuck you up. You understand me? It starts out messed up in the beginning in the book of Genesis. In the beginning, there was Adam and Eve. And Adam and Eve had two sons, Cain and Abel. And Cain and Abel got married. To who? Where did these mystery bitches come from? I like messing with Christians, but... because they easy to get. You can get on their skin quick, you know. You know, I tell a Christian in a minute, I say, I don't believe Jesus died on no cross. Sacrilege. I said, well, wait a minute. He could walk on water, feed 1,000 with a loaf of bread, raise the dead, but you telling me this nigga couldn't handle 3 nails? I know brothers with 9 bullet wounds still walking around. His name is 50 Cent. You telling me 50 Cent colder than Jesus? Maybe you delusional motherfucker. I bet you Jesus was a cool kid. His mama be like, now Jesus, go on in there and take a bath and don't be walking on your water. That's probably why they invented the shower, just to get the nigga wet. Look at some of the Christian heads in here. You going to hell. Don't be talking about Jesus, Eddie. Don't be talking about it. You know how Jesus whistled? You know, with the hole in the hand. Look, y'all really like, nigga, that's it. The lightning's coming. C- Christian always the first one want to send somebody to hell. He going to hell. How the fuck you though? Like God came down, let that nigga know he going to hell. I'm kind of busy right now. You know what I mean? I made my Heavenly Father's image. If I got a sense of humor, that means God got one.
Damn right.
God probably up there cracking up right now. Hey, Jesus, come here. That crazy nigga I made his own. He talking about your boy. He said you walk on your back while... He said you whistle like this. I don't get mad, nigga. That shit was funny. That shit was funny. They always try to make God this uptight asshole motherfucker. You know what I mean? Like, if you get some pussy, you going to hell.
No.
You made the pussy. Shouldn't have made it so motherfucking good.
Right.
I mean, what kind of catch-22 is that? Here, Eddie, here's some pussy, but don't partake in it. Shit, nigga.
Hey, that man, sit up, you heard
me? I'd be a Muslim, but the Muslim faith, they too strict. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You can't smoke no weed. You can't get your dick sucked by a bitch that ain't your wife. Matter of fact, you can't see your wife's face until you marry her. They keep them veiled up. All you get to see is the eyes. You really gotta love that bitch's eyes. You be like, damn, she got some pretty eyes. Then you marry her as the veil come off. Nah, 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 nah. No wonder they get 20 wives. You playing the law of averages. I'm telling you, I think Christians are jealous of Muslims. Because you ain't going to out-devout a Muslim. That's the most devout faith you ever run into. A Muslim will strap a bomb on themselves and blow themselves up about some Muhammad. Ask a Christian to put a bomb on and blow themselves up about Jesus. No, he wouldn't want me to do that. He just blessed me with this house. I'm sure he wants me to live in it. Everybody fighting over this religion shit. You understand me? The Christians say Jesus is the messenger. The Muslims say it's Muhammad. I say, who gives a fuck who the messenger is? Did you get the message?
That's how it matters. That's how it is. And my nigga, boy.
They got the same damn message. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Science proves that to be a fact. For every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. Don't fuck with me, and I won't fuck with you.
Right.
Somebody who needs Jesus right around now. Tiger Woods. You remember when Tiger Woods kept talking that shit? And they're like, are you a nigga? No, 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 no. I am a complication. Oh, it's complicated now, huh? Oh, he's a nigga now for sure. They handed that motherfucker his nigga card, accepted nowhere. And you know what white people really mad at? When they love Tiger, that nigga was at the house, at the mansions, and they thinking back. You know the motherfucker be like, Tiger, stay here with my wife. I'm gonna go to the store and get us some more wine. That white man sitting there now, he probably fucked my wife. Cause Tiger was slanging dick. What I like about Tiger, he kept it golf. He had 18 holes. One for every hole of golf. $750 million he had to pay his ex-wife. Ladies, y'all need to chill the fuck out. Since when did pussy become higher case value than dick?
Talk to
him, it all begins with dick. Fucking don't begin till a dick get hard. When a dick goes off, fucking's over.
Right. They don't
now,
understand.
Now, here's where Tiger messed up. Now, fellas, I want y'all to look at the woman sitting next to you that you brought here. Look at her right now. Look at her. Now, you see how fine she is? Don't ever fuck nothing uglier than her. You don't fuck down, you fuck up. You fuck a woman uglier than your woman, she gonna be mad in the motherfucker. Nigga, I know I look better than that bitch. Nigga, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? That's when they go crazy. What the fuck is wrong with me? I look better than that bitch. What's wrong with me? You fuck a bitch that's finer than your woman, she gonna act like she mad. But she can't get mad. She gonna look at him like, shit, I didn't know that nigga could catch that. I'm gonna have to step my game up.
Right.
Rich black man and white woman don't go together. As OJ, Kobe, Tiger Woods, it ain't no good. But white women will set your ass smooth the fuck up. Oh, nigga, they better learn their history. See, they say black women are the strongest women on earth in a way. But at least a sister gonna let you know up front. Nigga, I will fuck you up. You know what you're dealing with. White women, sneaky. Really? It's like that, Tom. Them bitches grab the phone. Hello? Officer? He raped me. White women play victim quicker than a motherfucker. But that white man got a line for you white women. See, when that white man get mad, he get mad. You know, brothers, we get mad, we march. We shall overcome. You know, we get a good march in, misspell signs, we gone here. That white man get mad, nigga, he snap. You know, white women like, I'm taking the kids, I'm taking the house. We're gone, we're out of here, you asshole. That white man be like this. I came from a long line of Brookshires. You're not gonna take my seed from me, Guinevere. Now, here's the one sentence that white man got for their ass. Over my dead body. And that motherfucker mean that shit. Over my dead body. I'll kill you, then I'll kill the kids, I'll burn the fucking house to the ground, then I'll do myself. Brother can't even try that shit. Sister be like, nigga, I'm leaving you. I'ma kill you. You killing who? Let the kill him again, motherfucker. Ah, oh, nigga, let's get some killing done. Ah, oh, nigga, what, motherfucker? What, what? Nigga be like, I'm just playing, girl. I'm just playing. You know I'm joking with you, girl. You know I'm joking with you. You know I'm joking with you. You don't even get to the part of burning the house down to kill you.
Say y'all, I'm over here laughing like a motherfucker. I know y'all hear me back here. Eddie Griffin, that's my nigga, boy. Eddie Griffin, I watch anything he in, bro. Anything he in, he funny. You know what I'm saying? But I hope y'all enjoyed that, man. Got y'all a little laugh out, you know what I'm saying? Night out here, man. Mistakes just cater balls. You know what I'm saying? You know, and I want to say this. I salute all motherfucking comedians. Comedians is, I done said it before. Comedians is a poor man's medicine. Because you can be feeling like shit, I swear. Go to a comedy club. And for that little bit of time, y'all, they're gonna take your mind off them troubles. And you're gonna feel great. And the reason I say it's a poor man medicine, because it don't cost that much money. You know, when you gotta go to the doctor, They charge thousands and thousands of dollars to make it go away. Poor man medicine. Shit, you pay about $50, $75, and for an hour or so, shit, you ain't thinking about nothing, showing all your goddamn teeth. And if you didn't know, this is a motherfucking fact, y'all. You hear me? This is a motherfucking fact that you can Google this shit. Every time you smile, every time you laugh, show your teeth, you lose weight. Mm-hmm. Bet you didn't know that. And if you did, that's good. Because a lot of people don't. Anyway, y'all have a good night. And y'all won't hear from me no more. We're going to ride this motherfucker out. So go on, roll you another blunt. Chill. And I got some more laughs for you. You hear me?
Pussy, it's his greatest invention. Let me explain something to you. When he created, you know, giraffes, birds, trees, oceans, that was cool. That nigga showed out when he made pussy. You see God in heaven. Jesus, I got something, nigga. Wait till you see it. Adam gonna trip the fuck out. Hey, Pop, can I have some? No, nigga, you gotta go down and get nailed up. That's a whole nother story. Just hold on. Leave me alone, nigga. I'm creating. I'm gonna start out with a line. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna put a little hole in it. Gotta use the pinky, because if I use that big God finger, the niggas gonna fall in. I'm gonna put some lips on it. That way it look like, you know, when they eat it. Hey, Jesus, give me some oil. No, the flavored, nigga. Come on. They gonna be eating this motherfucker here. Mm-hmm. Give me some more, nigga. It's gotta last a lifetime. Cause ain't nothing worse than dry pussy. Might as well jack off with sandpaper, nigga. All right, nigga, give me some hair. What hair? The hair I made your afro out of, nigga, something left over. I knew they was gonna try to kill a nigga for the special, but not right now. I'm still here, right? God damn. Them white people are quick. Them motherfuckers outside, the niggers in there talking that nigger madness. Get somebody in there right now. Shooting! Because, nigga, he get the afro, nigga, and he put the hair around the pussy. Because you got to outline it. That way a blind motherfucker use the braille system. This going to help Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles out, nigga, you see. And then most of the time they going to fuck, it's going to be dark, so you know, you need to find it. Too many good pussies going by the wayside. Got all these licky girls running around here. Little Kit Kat bitches. You know how lesbians say hello? Hello, how you doing? It's an epidemic. Wasting all that good pussy. Now, I don't mind you being lesbian. You know, you can bring some extra pussy. I don't mind you licking it, clean it up for daddy, because move out the way so I can go and do what the fuck I do. You understand me? You know what I mean? I have to say this. Women always talking about you. You came too quick. I said, what? Oh, right. When was it our job to make sure you motherfucking came? If I can come in 5 seconds, bitch, get your shit together. You know what I'm saying? Heat that motherfucker up. Get it just about there. As soon as the helmet hit it, pow, you gone. I got shit to do. I can't stand your pussy all day. Shit, bitch, I got a job. And they always act like pussy is of higher case value than dick. You know what I mean? I gave you all this pussy. Bitch, I gave you some dick. We even. And man, let me explain something to y'all. Not one vibrator on earth can fuck with Nair dick in this room. I don't give a fuck if you the little Asian dick. You understand me? Dick is an amazing thing. We defy the laws of gravity. A dick has to stand up against gravity. You understand me? Half of the blood in your body to fill that motherfucker up. You understand me? Then we go down, up in your motherfucking ass. It's a rocket ship. And with half the blood in our body, still work your motherfucking ass out. We some amazing motherfuckers, niggas. Pussy got an easy job, just later. Just, you know, get in that position. Thank you. I see a lot of my chocolate sisters here. Beautiful thing with all that ass. No, nothing like a sister's ass. You understand me? I mean, when you hit it doggy style, a ripple go through that motherfucker. And it come back and hit you. You understand me? That motherfucker fight back, nigga. You know, fire! Oh, you think you're a bad motherfucker, don't you? Fire! Well, I ain't done with your ass.
And I just like to say, in case we have any police officers in here, fuck you. I'ma say it now while I got witnesses. You know what I mean? Cause see, when they pull me over, I'm just like you, cooperative. See? And see, white folks, y'all will never really know why we view it that way. Cause perspectives is just different. It's just a little cultural thing. Like for instance, whenever y'all see the police, you see friend, protector. You know what everybody else who ain't white see? You motherfucking murderer! Man, my white partners, y'all get to talk to the police some of the coolest ways ever. Y'all can just cuss, just write the damn ticket. Snatch it, and speed the fuck off again. Now, shit, now, I mean, you know what we gotta do when motherfuckers ask us for our license registration? We got to narrate our movies. I'm gonna reach into the glove compartment. And I'm gonna get my license and registration. And then that siren is motherfucker, man, because y'all get a whole siren. Y'all never know, because it's just different shit. You know what I mean? Y'all should be, wee, 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 wee. Our shit, boop, 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 boop. Boop, 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 wee, boop, boop. You know, nigger, nigger, nigger. That's really what that is. You in front of my mama house. I see the lights, turn the siren off. Hey, tell the truth, ain't that siren like kryptonite? Boop, boop. Oh, shit. Fuck it, just check me from here, officer. Shit, you ain't gonna do nothing but put me back down here. Shit. But shit, man, being a police officer is a great job, ain't it? If you a criminal, shit. Cause come on, you can kill motherfuckers, get away with it? Come on, man. The last big one to me was up in New York. I still trip off that, cause they shot this cat 41 times. That means bullets, you know that? 41 times, and you know they had to reload. Now what type of shit do you do? Pop, 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 freeze. Pop, 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 pop. LAPD, woo, these motherfuckers shoot first, ask questions later. Pow, where you going? Ah, shit, to the store. Damn, nigga, I just wanted a pack of cigarettes. I got family members that's LAPD, you know what I mean? And they cool off duty, you know. Like my cousin, man, he can't never leave the job at the office. You know a motherfucker like that? I mean, he gonna tell me, hey, I'm gonna have to take you in for possession of narcotics. I said, nigga, you gave me the weed. Nigga, it's Saturday. You off.